Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever felt a sense of purpose, a calling, or a direction that seemed to come from beyond yourself? The belief that God has a unique plan for each individual has been a source of comfort, guidance, and hope for countless people throughout history. This belief, rooted in the Christian faith, offers a reassuring perspective on life's journey, suggesting that even in the midst of uncertainty, there is a divine purpose unfolding. Whether you're seeking answers to life's biggest questions, navigating challenges, or simply yearning for a deeper meaning, the knowledge that a loving God has a personal plan for you can offer a profound sense of direction and peace. In today's message titled, God's Plan for Us, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares on how understanding this truth can transform your perspective, recognizing that you're part of a divine story written by a loving God. Let's join in.
We are on a mission for God. Salvation is an instantaneous event, but it launches a lifetime of living God's way. We must be willing to submit to His ways. We must be willing to do what He wants. He has given us His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to enable us to walk in His ways. God reminds us to share the truth with others, but God didn't leave us to do this on our own. He gave us His Holy Spirit to enable us to reach others effectively. And so if you are saved, you have been given God's Spirit to empower you to witness for Him in all your ways. God has called all of us and has sent us on a mission. Christ redeemed us for a specific purpose, and to extend His kingdom. That's the purpose, my friend, that you got to know where you fit in. You see, when the Lord delivered Israel from Egyptian captivity or slavery, He said to them in the book of Exodus chapter 19 that they would be kingdom of priests. He said, all the earth is mine. He related it to mission and trusted to His people. And He said, they will be kingdom of priests to me. So He did not redeem them for nothing. Without a doubt, He called them out of captivity to be sent on a mission. And that's what is also applicable to you and me, that it has been since the beginning of the biblical history of redemption. The redeemed are assigned to evangelize the world, receive God's grace, and then proclaim God's truth. Be filled with the Spirit and immediately take the message to the outermost parts of the earth or of the world. That's our commission. God is a master planner, and that's the plan that He gave to us before He ascended into heaven. I mean Jesus Christ, which we call the Great Commission. So you are not here for nothing. There are many people that you can reach with the gospel that no one else can. Arise and shine, for your light has come. You have been born again. You have the Spirit of God, and you can work for Him. So God has a personal plan for every single one of us. And it is our responsibility to find out what that plan is and to get in His plan. We are to find out where we need to shine. We are to find out where we got to go. So we are on a mission to spread the good news of the gospel. You will not accomplish God's plan for your life automatically, my friend. God's plan will never come to pass in your life because you are a nice person. It will not come to pass because you are born again Christian. It will not come to pass in your life because you are prayerful. We must find out and act on the plans He has in store for us, my friend. It's not enough to only pray, not enough to just talk. We must act on the plans He has in store for us. And we must make them happen through our work, through our everyday routines, in our daily choices, in service to our communities, in service to our society, and yes, in our relationship with God Almighty. God has good plan for us. But we have the willpower to decide our destiny. Yeah, you can say no to God's plan, but I will pray for you that you do not go that path at all. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, which is a very popular passage of scripture that everyone knows of, say, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." So you see, God is not hiding anything from you. God is there for you. He has just revealed his plan on the pages of the Bible. Look at what the Apostle Paul said in the book of Galatians chapter 1 from verse 15. "But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later, I returned to Damascus." Hallelujah. You see, in this scripture, especially in verse 17, the Bible stated what Paul didn't do and what he did. He didn't go to Jerusalem to consult with the original apostles about the gospel. What he did was to go into the deserts of Arabia to wait on the Lord to reveal his plan to him, and then returned to the city of Damascus. And we need to find out what God wants us to do, where we need to spread the gospel, where we must travel to, and so on and so forth. Somebody says, "Well, but I am 60 years of age. I just trusted Jesus Christ as my personal savior just last week. How in the world has God got a plan for my life?" My friend, all of us at times in our lives make mistakes. God will not reject you. All of us sin against God. All of us blow it sometimes. All of us mess it up. All of us lose opportunities. All of us disobey God at some point. All of us rebel against God in some fashion, to some degree or the other. But I'm telling you, Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But God is merciful. So for example, some of the pastors and church leaders who attend my conferences, God called them very early in life. Some of them when they were teenagers. Some of them, when they were in their early 20s, they refused to obey God and rebelled against God. Now they were in their 40s and 50s, and they finally yielded to God and said, "Okay, God, I'm going to go and do what you want me to do." God called them at 17 years of age. Now they are 55 or 60 years of age. What does God do? He puts the pieces of their life back together. He forgives them of their sin. He does not reject anyone who comes to him. Listen to what Jesus said. "All that the Father gives to me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." You see, Jesus will not cast anyone out. And Jesus is our great example. He did not come to this earth to do his own thing, to do his own desires. He came working for the Father. He came in consultation with God and making sure what God tells him is what he does. There are people who mess up their life deadly. I mean, years and years go by and they are in rebellion towards God. They get on drugs or whatever it might be. And at long last, they come to Jesus. And you may say, "Well, you mean to tell me that God has a plan for my life?" Yes, he has. God picks you up where you are. He puts you back together. He forgives you of your sin. He begins to work in your life, and he will begin to use you, make an impact through your life, accomplish his plans for your life. He is God. He's a good God. He's a forgiving God. At no point that God say, well, you blew it. I put you on the shelf. That's the end of that. You waited too long. Therefore, I cannot use you. No, that's not God. God can use anybody who surrenders their will to him and obeys him, no matter what their age is, no matter what they have done, no matter what their past may be. My friend, it's not too late to consult with God and do what he called you on this earth to do. Almighty God loves you, and whoever you are worthy to be saved by the grace of God, or he wouldn't have come in human flesh to save us. He came not because you are worthy of it in yourself, but because he sees you as a treasured vessel that can bring him glory. You can bring glory to God, whether you are 16 years old or 106 years old. Surrender your life to God. He's got a plan for your life, and it's a plan that is very good. He has a plan for our lives, whether we are surrendered to it or not. That plan is intact. It is there. It is your duty to just say, yes, God, I will go for your way. He has a plan for our lives, no matter what our age is and what our past has been. God is saying, I am going to take you where you are. You are forgiven of your sin. I am going to remold and remake your life. And I'm going to use you because my grace knows no end. My grace is sufficient for you. Even though Paul was separated from his mother's womb to preach the gospel, he didn't always walk in that calling. We know that he was arresting and killing Christians. Instead, he perverted that God-given drive to the point that he actually tried to destroy the faith that he later embraced. You see, when he started preaching, listen to what some people said about Paul. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they praise God because of Paul. You see, God is there for you. He would not cast you out if you will come to him and say, now I surrender. Now I want to go your way. Now I'm going to walk in the plans that you had for me even before I was born onto this earth. So even though the calling is by grace, Paul said that he labored more abundantly than all the other apostles, and that kept God's calling to be accomplished. Yes, Paul, later on, after encountering God on the road to Damascus, you know what he did. He said, God, what have you got me to do? And he worked so hard. You can see the New Testament. He wrote more than half of the New Testament. That's what God can do. It is not too late for you. You see, he said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. You see, it's recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. So God calls and equips us by grace. We can either take advantage of God's grace, or we can frustrate the grace of God for our lives. And I pray that you would take advantage of God's grace. He said that by grace we have been saved through faith. It is not ourselves, lest anyone should boast. It is the gift of God. But you see, God created us for a purpose. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that you should walk in them. My friend, don't do your own desires. Surrender to God right now. The first step is to surrender to him. And I tell you, once you are born again, you can take the necessary step to walk in the plans that he had for you even before you were born. And if you have received Christ, this is the time to consult with God and keep on walking in his will. His will is far, far, far better than yours. So I would just ask you, if you want to receive Christ right now, that you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.